Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Happy Monday to you as we roll along on Wake Up Call. So you may have had a good weekend, maybe you had a bad weekend, maybe you had a dumb weekend. Whatever it may be, here is the good of the day.
You know the good of the day goes to? Britain.
Yes. Britain.
England.
England.
NFL fans over the sea, over the pond, across the pond. That's the one I'm looking for. If you didn't catch it, you got to check it out. I can't air it. I can't put it on.
Right.
But ahead of the Giants-Packers games, many... British Giants fans. Now, I don't know if they're authentically Giant fans, but they were yesterday. They had the most perfect chant going on, as only England fans can do when you're ever, if you're watching a soccer game. They had it, and they were all in unison, and it was like so easy to pick up, and it just makes me wish, why can't we have that here in America?
Okay. So you can't play it?
I can't play it because there's a lot of profanity. But basically it says, it's to the point of, we're going to stick that bleeping cheese up your bleep.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Now, are we sure that has never been said anywhere in America?
Oh, I'm not saying it's never been said anywhere in America. But what I'm saying is that there was a huge crowd outside the stadium tailgating. I don't know if they tailgate in England. I don't even know what it's called. Is it possible to fry fish and chips out of the back of your car?
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Maybe so. You can fry a turkey in your backyard.
That's true. So. But they were all singing it in unison, and it just sounded amazing.
You know, I'm telling you, it really has been a phenomenon where the NFL basically said, we are going to keep going there until they get it and like it. Because I remember I was the typical... They don't understand it. Football, it ain't soccer. And then they just kept going and going and going. And the NFL's like, no, they'll get it. They'll get it. And they are. They're getting it. That place was packed yesterday. That stadium was packed. It's a good place to go to see your team overseas if you want to take a cool trip.
Yep.
The fans are showing up. Those stadiums are selling. Now, again, I don't know how the tickets are dispersed. I mean, maybe the tickets are... not that expensive. Maybe they're hugely expensive. Maybe they give away some of them. I don't know. But just to get a full stadium, I don't know. But whatever is working, it seems to be working. There's a lot of people there.
And like I said, I mean, I don't know if these are authentic Giants fans. Who cares?
Right.
But it was just the fact, I mean, I kind of wish this type of thing would resonate to the United States a little bit. I love the song chants that go on.
Oh, so you didn't? Stadiums. You didn't? Okay, so you didn't like in Baton Rouge on Saturday when everybody was going, "It's great to be a Tennessee Vol." You don't like that?
No,
that was pretty awesome.
I mean, yeah.
Or would you have preferred, "We're gonna skin that tiger and eat him for dinner"? And
there
and
you go. Now
serve
you're
him
talking,
with a nice
Tony.
Chianti.
Yeah, now like you're
that,
talking.
That's better.
Yes.
So don't cheer for your team. Say something derogatory about the other team.
Yeah.
That's what you like. I hear you.
Or you know what they do in soccer? They could cheer. They'll cheer a certain player. I mean, they have chants for every single member on a soccer team.
It's, yeah, that's
it's
pretty
incredible.
Cool. That is
and
pretty
everybody
cool.
knows it. And yeah, I don't know if there's a dictionary, if there's a pamphlet that's handed out before the game's like, here's today's chants. Like you would when you go to church.
No, you know what it is? It's like if you go to a game and you hear, if it's just consistent, you want to be a part of it. So you want to learn it. Like if you go to a new city, let's say you go to a hockey game, right? And like Blackhawks game or whatever, and you're in Chicago and you're like, I'm going to be going to five or six of these a year. And somehow you notice that fans are having a good time singing something at a particular time, then you want to join in with that. So you learn it. So as long as you do it consistently, people will have a tendency to want to jump in. But yeah, that's awesome. You know what? It was weird because somebody was doing their write-up on that game, and they said that the Packer fans invaded London, and they were walking around the streets like for days leading up to the game wearing the cheeseheads, and people didn't know what that was, and like so people in London were asking, and they were trying to explain what it was and whatnot. to the just general business people of London. It's
that's
crazy.
Fantastic.
Isn't that awesome? Like, can you imagine, like, you know, you live in a, like imagine if you're in, you work in New York. Let's say you work in New York City and there's like an English Premier League game that's going on at the Meadowlands, but the fans came over like 3 days in advance, right? And it's a big game, and
they're
whatnot.
All just wearing fake lizards on their heads.
Whatever they're doing, and you're just like a Wall Street guy, and you're like, oh, tourists, man. But then you keep noticing, like, everyone's wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you pull people over, you go, what is that? And then you have to explain what it is, because, like, oh, I'm here from South London, man. I'm going to watch a soccer match going on. And they're explaining what's on their head. That's what it was like for Londoners who were just casually doing their own thing, and cheeseheads were everywhere while they were walking to work and dining and whatever it is they were doing.
That's got to, I mean,
great. If that was you, Packer fan, God bless you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. And sorry, London.
Sorry, London. That's just, what you get.
Yeah. That's, we don't have chance. We have cheese heads.
You never saw them before because Green Bay never went, but there you go. This is one of the premier traveling teams in the National Football League.
I don't know where they reside in London, but I was picturing like the sophisticated Londoners.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, dear God, what is this?
Oh, the Dubonnet Club. Now, it's more like a supper club. What is that on your head, young man? Well, goodness gracious. Is that a Gruyere? What is that? Fantastic. All right, what's the dumb of the – what's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day is Antonio Brown.
Yeah, what's he doing?
I don't know what's going on.
What
so we
is
talked
he
about
doing?
Him. We'll get to the stateside stuff, but first, you know, just to give you a little recap of what's been going on. So he went over to Dubai. I think he was there to perform because that's what his thing is now.
Right.
I guess he cheated some rapper out of money when he was over there, exposed himself in a pool, and is accused of stealing about $130,000 worth of jewelry.
Ooh.
But what really makes it, I think, for us, where it hits home with us mostly, the despicable part of what's going on is the tweet he put out regarding Tom and Giselle's divorce, which was he altered a book that said Daddy doesn't live here anymore.
Right.
And he altered it so it would look more like Tom Brady.
God, what is he thinking? What is he doing?
Did I miss something along the way? Weren't they? I thought they were friends.
They were friends, but something happened in their relationship. And I think it had something to do with the way he was dismissed from the team last year.
When he walked off the field?
Yeah, and I think the fact that Brady didn't have his back, because he's taken a lot of shots at Brady on Twitter over the last few months.
Oh, my God.
And this is just, like, to go after a man's family, like, not go after a family, like, you know what I mean? Attacking Giselle or the kids.
Yeah.
But just like that's that part of his life. Like, you want to say he stinks as a quarterback, or he's a lousy leader, or he's a phony. Fine. It's all, I get it. But when you do that, like, Daddy doesn't live here anymore. And then he's posting pictures of him and Giselle. Like,
yep.
She's hugging him because they were in good times. It's, what is his deal? And he, again, we're talking about a guy. When he was with the Steelers, for the first couple of years that he was with the Steelers, solid guy. And then the moment he got bopped in the head, remember he got ran over by a truck in that game against the Ravens? The Bengals.
The Bengals, and the license plate said
Vontaze. Vontaze Burfict, yep. Ever since then, he has been crazy.
Right.
He has been crazy. Now, I'm not saying the two are tour-related.
No,
not,
no. I've heard stories that he was that he was kind of like that beforehand, but he was a little reserved when it came out to the public.
Since then, Cryo feet, getting himself out of the Raiders, Buccaneers, getting a second chance.
Can't
wear the helmet. Right, all just time and time again. Doesn't want to pay the woman who painted that thing, and she accused him of sexual harassment.
Like, went after the moving
company, throwing things from a balcony.
Yeah.
And now whatever it is that Tom Brady did, that's the big thing, is that it's gotten under his skin so much that he feels like these are the shots I want to take and I should take. And there's a part of me, listen, man, there's a part of me that's like, we really don't know these people. And these athletes who play with these guys, they kind of know them a little better than us, right? So I have no idea what Tom Brady's like. He has a public persona that we all sort of accept. But maybe Antonio Brown's like, dude, you are only seeing a very small sliver of this guy's Machiavellian nature. Okay, that's fine. If you want to expose that a little bit, that's fine. It's not the first time that's happened in sports or entertainment or politics or whatever. That's fine. But these are really personal shots about, like, there are kids involved here. Like,
yeah, this one was just horrible. I'm hoping they're not on social media, on Twitter. But, you know, they can't help. I mean, they're going to eventually, it's going to come back to them somehow, some way.
Think of somebody. Now, I don't have anybody in my life. Like, I don't have an arch enemy. Like, I don't have a nemesis. Like, I don't have somebody in my life that I, like, can't stand. But let's say you did. Let's say for whatever reason you did. There was somebody in your life that you disagreed with at work. You had problems with at work, or you had problems, whatever. And they were going through a divorce. Would you go, ha ha, kids, daddy's not home anymore. Ha 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 ha. You're going to grow up fatherless. Ha 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 ha. Like, would you do that? Even if you couldn't stand that person, maybe they owed you money, whatever. Like, there's a humanity line that you'd go, you know what? I don't like that guy, but I'm not going to pick on his family life. His kids are going to, they're going through a lot of trauma. It's not, you know, I may not like him, but I'm not doing that. He doesn't have that filter. Like, in his world, it's like, take shots at Brady and take shots at the family and ha ha, daddy don't live there anymore, does he, kids? That's awful. It's awful. So I agree with you, man. That is a bad of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I can either do it to Aroldis Chapman or to people surprised by this move.
Okay, okay, go ahead, yeah.
So basically, this is what happened. Aroldis Chapman was supposed to show up for a bullpen session on Friday, decided, I don't want to. So the Yankees have left him off their ALDS roster.
Yes.
Now, where the dumb comes in, that's why I said it's two-part. Dumb on Aroldis Chapman. But I don't think he really wants to play for the Yankees anymore anyways.
I don't think he wants to play for the Yankees at all, and I don't think the Yankees want him to play for him either.
And it's dumb for everyone who's in shock that the Yankees made a move like this.
Yeah, because they haven't really been paying attention.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he has not been the lights-out pitcher that we all remember him. You know, he's not, you know, the 105, 106-mile-per-hour right. hard thrower that he is. He's not that guy anymore.
I don't think he's had a save since May.
I don't think he's not even the closing opportunities right. that are so
he's,
a save.
He's not even the guy. Like, they're not, he's not the person they rely on.
So the dumb is to everyone who, you know, if you just thought, like, I can't believe they left Chapman off. He's the best closer. He's the hardest thrower in the game. Like, no. This move made a whole lot of sense.
I think it was true
Yankee fans like, yeah, okay.
I think Joel Sherman pointed out, I think it was either him or somebody else. I want to say it was Joel Sherman pointed out that he wasn't even going to be on the roster anyway.
Right.
Like they didn't really want him on the roster anyway. So it wasn't this.
They're probably
news.
Trying to find a way.
It's news because of how he's not on the roster. It's very likely he would not have been on it anyway, but you never know. But now it makes it clear that he's not because
well, you know
what?
They might have
workout.
Put him on the roster because, you know, they might have said, like, guys, we're paying this guy way too much not to have him on the roster.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it'd be one of those type of moves. Like, you may not use him, but just at least have him there because we're paying him anyways.
This is a guy, the team was like a mess in the bullpen and he got a tattoo that got infected
right.
and had to be on the injured list. So
it's very like, Mets-like, if you ask me.
Yeah, right? I mean, can you imagine like, oh, well, at least we got to roll this Chapman. He's like, ha, yeah, about that. See, I got this little kitten tattoo. Like, you know, I like kittens, and it's bleeding everywhere, and it's puffy. I can't. Like, really?
Yeah. My Hello Kitty looks more like Garfield right now.
It's amazing. It's amazing how these guys – I'm not trying to equate the two, but it would be like if I called up and like, hey, I can't come in because I'm massively drunk.
Right.
Like some of these injuries are like, you did what, when, where, what?
Well, you know, I was just on a bender last night and decided like, not to stop
like,
drinking.
Can we just lie about why you can't come to work rather than, yeah, man, I was getting a tattoo and funny story. I was supposed to put that clean, and it's just a big pall of pus now, and I can't even walk. Seriously, what is wrong with these? Like, no one's ever told you to learn how to.
maybe you should have done the tattoo during the off season.
Right. Maybe you wait.
Maybe you don't do the tattoo on your throwing shoulder in season.
Every pitcher in the Yankee bullpen can't throw.
Right.
Right. Like, just, I don't know. So. Read the room, Aroldis Chapman. But he clearly doesn't want to play for them.
And you know what? And I think the feeling's mutual. That's why it's dumb. I mean, anyone like shocked him, like, you know, even like all the articles you're reading. Oh, you would not believe why he was. It's like, come on, guys. Come on. He was going to be left off the roster or not even used.
Good point. Good, the bad, and the dumb as we roll along on a Football Monday as we continue with Wake Up Call.